The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
How can Jesus, who told us and taught us to love our enemies, tell us that we can't love our mother or father or spouse or children? But the catchword is that he says you can't love anyone more than you love me, even the closest people to yourself. See, a lot of times we think being disciples or following Jesus, all it takes is just, you know, maybe praying, coming to Mass, supporting our parish, and then we continue to live our lives as we did before. Being a disciple of Jesus, showing true conversion, is when we begin to discern what God is calling us to do and do it in our lives. And sometimes God calls us to do specific things that may not go well with our family members. So that's what Jesus is talking about. In those times, we're called to do what Jesus is asking us to do and not our family member. For example, maybe you have a good job and suddenly God begins to call you that he wants you to work for the church or for a nonprofit with much lesser salary. But obviously that will impact the finances of your family, and your spouse is telling you, "No, we can't do this." Then Jesus is telling you, that's when you have to choose what the Lord is calling you to do. Because the Lord knows what's best for us, and the Lord will take care of all our needs. A lot of times the demands of our family life, our business life, or our society tries to pressure us to go against God's will. And Jesus is reminding us today, that's not how we follow him. That's not how we live as his disciples. That's the cross that we have to carry as his disciples. So let us pray today in a special way that God may give us the courage to do his will. But to do his will, we need to take time and ask God for what's his will for us, to make time to listen to him so we can act on his words.